Thank you. Thank you very much. I wanted to thank you. Thank you. I know Ralph appreciates that. He knows he can't sing, but he appreciates y'all's sympathy, and I do too. I want to tell you about something I told the folks here today. Some of you I know was here. About one that George told me this morning. I thought it was all right. And maybe we take a minute or two and tell it here tonight. George, you might have to help me just a little bit. I don't know if I remember it all or not. This group of people was on a freedom march in Alabama, and a little colored boy, he went up to Dr. Martin Luther King, and he said, "Doctor said I like to get my picture in the paper." He said, "How come I never see my picture in the paper?" He said, "Well, son," he said, "it takes something real extraordinary to get in the paper, especially your picture." And he said, "Well, like what?" He said, "Well, you take over in the foreign countries, over in Arabia and the Buddhist countries over there. A lot of people put their clothes on, soak them with gasoline, set themselves afire, and burn up. They get the picture in the paper that way." He said, "Is that right?" He said, "Yeah, that's right. That's the way you can get your picture in the paper." And he said, "Well, I don't know whether I want my picture in the paper or not." Said, "I tell you what now, doctor," he said, these freedom marches," said, "I'm all for them. They're fine. I like them just fine. These sit-ins, just as long as you pay me, I'll sit there. But that cookout business," he said, "I ain't for that at all."